Voters in Mooresville and Davidson are being asked to approve the sale of the town's money-losing cable and internet system Continuum on Tuesday's ballot. WFAE's David Borax has more.
In March, the two Lake Norman area towns announced a deal to sell Continuum for $80 million to a private company, TDS Broadband of Wisconsin, which operates cable and telecommunications networks in 30 states. Davidson and Mooresville bought the system in 2007 after the former operator went bankrupt. But after spending $92.5 million to buy and upgrade it, it grew more slowly than projected, and debt payments were a drag on the town's budgets. It's costing Davidson $1 million a year and Mooresville about $2.5 million. Rusty Knox is Davidson's mayor.
It was a money suck. We lost a combined $41 million over the last 12.5 years.
The towns still have about $60 million in debt. If voters approve and the sale goes through by early next year, the towns will pay off the debt and pocket the remainder. Davidson will net about $4 million, according to Knox, and the rest goes to Mooresville. Davidson plans to put that money and the $1 million in annual savings toward town projects. Also on the ballot in Davidson is a proposed $14 million bond offering, which would pay for public facilities, converting Town Hall into a police and fire headquarters, and renovating the former Davidson IB Middle School as a new town hall. If voters approve the sale of Continuum, the bond would not require a tax increase. Without the sale, it would mean a 2-cent tax increase. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.